أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد محمد فرجع شفع يا وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is bestowing upon us to sit down and discuss the words that he had brought upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and that is the Holy Quran, the living miracle. In the last session, we discussed almost the first 10 of the verses of Surat Ash-Shams, and inshaAllah ta'ala, we will continue the rest of it today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, had swore by several important elements for our life. He swore by the sun and the rising and the sun and spreading its lights. He swore by the moon and that it comes after the sun. Then he swore by the day, then swore by the night, then swore by the sky, the heavens, and how they are making these huge movements with each other without any one of them missing or going out of its place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by the earth and how He had made it. And then He went inside of us and He swore by the nafs, the self, and how He had equalized it and balanced it. And how He revealed to it, gives it a revelation to be bad or good. Ilham means revelation. A person, it seems like someone talks to you, says be good, and another one talks to you, says be bad. Those good revelations comes from the angels, and the bad revelations comes from the Satan. A person should really be careful. Immediately he should check the revelation that he receives against the faith of Islam, the religion of Islam, against what Ahlul Bayt had taught us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So he immediately will know that this revelation is a godly revelation with the angels or a satanic revelation that is coming to him. Ilham fa'alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. Then the answer to these swearing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, successful are those who had purified themselves, zakkaha, from the bad deeds, from the bad thoughts, from the bad doings, from the corruption. So the cleaner you make yourself, the more successful you are, and losers are the ones who listen to the bad side of the self and listen to the seduction, listen to the desires that he followed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an example. It seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on by giving us an example. What is this example? We said this surah is good, and in the last section we discussed the benefits of this surah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then went into giving us an example. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. What is the story? It's really a beautiful story. That happens to the people if they did not listen. The story is the story of who? Salih. Salamullahi alayhi. Salamullahi alayhi. During the era of Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a prophet, and his name was Salih. Salih became a prophet while he was 16 years old, and he stayed, persevered with his nation, with his community, until he was 120 years old. SubhanAllah. Truly, brothers, we should really take a lot of lessons from the Holy Quran. A lot of advices. Satan had swore in order to lead us astray from the straight path. That is one huge element we have to be careful. But Satan, in order to get rid of him, we have to stick by God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his regulations. Remember Allah, read and recite al-mu'awwidhat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Al-mu'awwidhat. And he will go away. But then you have your own selfish desire. That also you have to tame. You have to hold on to the bridle. You have to educate not to do bad deeds. Always talk to yourself and tell it to be good. Remember the story of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, salamullahi alayhi. In the battle of Karbala, battle of Taf, read his statements as he was saying, Ya nafs, O self, لا تخشي من الكفار. Don't be afraid from these blasphemes, kafirs. وأبشري, have a glad tidings. برحمت الجباري. There's a day everybody will be paid for what they have done. Same thing, at this point we also have to tame ourselves, talk to it, let it understand that what it's doing is bad. And also you can understand that this selfish desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set it for some benefits for us. But it doesn't understand more than that. The self knows when it got hungry, it should eat. Haram or halal, it doesn't matter. You should control that with your intellect. You should control that with your virtues. So no, this is the limit. You eat up to this point, you eat these, the ones that are halal, the ones that are tahir, and so forth. Same thing with other desires. Now, however, if someone listened to shaitan and gave the push or the throttle of the desires to the hands of shaitan, then the person will go astray. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Loser is the one that lets that self take charge in the desires. Yes, subhanAllah. So, what happens? 100 years, almost 104 years, from 16 to 120, Salih, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him, was given advice to his nation. People, there's a God up there. People, don't do these bad things. Don't do the, for instance, riba, don't do the adultery, don't lie, you know, the bad vices, the bad deeds. They wouldn't listen. Worship God, we will not worship God. We only worship these statues of ours. Until at that age of 120, he went to his community, his people, And he said, "Oh people, I have reached 120 years old. Now I have a suggestion. I have something to be put on the table between you and us. You and me. What is this thing, O Salih, that you are going to put on the table?" He said, "You have your gods, and I'm asking you, inviting you to the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want, why don't I ask your gods to perform something, do a miracle, whatever it is, and you ask whatever you want, and I will ask my Allah, the Lord of the universe, to perform. If the answer, the prayer was answered, we worship that Lord, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." They said, "Well, now that is justice. That is fair. Let us do that." They chose a day. They went out. They took their huge gods with them. And they told Salih, "Oh Salih, ask." Now, of course, that day they had a great feast. They ate, they drank, got up a bit, you know. Once they were done from that feast, and I guess their happiness and joy, and they said, "Salih, ask." Salih, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet's progeny and him, he went and asked one of the gods. He said, "Oh God," of such and such, of course, goddess, God, you know, in Arabic, Allah, Allah is the only name to our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the word ilah, or God, can be called for anything. He said, "What about doing this, for instance?" He did not answer. He started talking to him, he did not answer. So he said, "Why doesn't he answer?" "Well, definitely he's not going to answer. A stone never answers. Do you think capability of talking is the capability of human being? The other animals, like a parrot, for instance, yeah, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it a limited power in order to repeat something, memorize something. But the human being is the one that communicates with each other. Not a stone, the one that stands up there doing nothing. And glorious be God, a lot of these statues that I see, they're not even pretty. They are so ugly. A statue that is ugly and being worshipped, yes, subhanAllah. So he said, "Okay, let me call another God." He started calling another God. The other God, of course, also did not answer. So he asked all of the gods that they were there, gods and goddesses. No one answered. And he was saying, "Why they are not answering?" People got upset. The ones that they were worshipping, they got upset. Their, whoever, you know, they were, their high priests or whatever they were in their religion, they went and they started throwing themselves to the ground, putting their faces on the ground. "Please answer. You are humiliating us. Please answer. You are making, everybody will be making fun of us." Anyway, but definitely, they are not going to answer. Allah only, the one with the power. Everything else, their power is from Allah. Even we, humans, even the animals, even the heavens, the skies, whatever that comes, the air, the wind, all and everything in this existence, every molecule in this existence, when it moves by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it does something by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by its own. We are all, as we say, mumkin al-wujud. Our existence is possible. Our existence, if we died or even we became destroyed completely, we're gone. That's it. We can't do anything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his existence is a must, wajib al-wujud. If, God forbid, Allah even did not pay attention to us for a split of a second, the existence would be out. We will go to the world of non-existence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only powerful by itself. And the rest of us, you know, whatever God gives us, we can do. Whatever God doesn't, we cannot. And that's our limit. And that's so forth. So once they realize that these gods are not capable of doing anything, they said, okay, O Salih, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said, okay, now we know that our gods can't do anything. He said, okay, then you ask whatever you want. He said, well, this is what we want. What do you want? Something to them that is great, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing. Allah is capable of doing anything from everything. As we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator by himself. That is, Allah is Khaliq. Not everyone else has that capability or power to do that. Said, okay, what we want is we want you to let a female camel be born from this mountain and pregnant too. So, okay, that's easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us go. They chose 70 people. They went with Salih, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And as he went to the mountain, he said, oh Lord, this is what people are asking. So ya Allah, please perform the miracle, let them see. Sure enough, as soon as Salih finished from his prayer, they realized that the mountain, as if it was pregnant, and it started making that noise, that voice, like a pregnant woman as it does. And it got split, got open, and ya subhanallah, the camel with the specification that they have asked, as it says, it was supposed to be shaqara wa bara, you know, as it said, and pregnant, it came out. And it also was pregnant. Ya subhanAllah. Of course, right then and there, when they saw this miracle, and we said, we have to understand the difference between a miracle and whatever everybody else had do, magic, for instance, as they say. Magic could be scientific, could, I mean, if anybody, anyone learned it, he can do it. It is not something impossible. But some things like these is impossible. No one is impossible. No one can do it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Arab it's called mu'jiza. Mu'jiza. Ya'jizu anha al-khalq. No one can do but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the whole universe, every molecule, every law is only in God's hand. He changes these laws as he wishes. Subhanallah. They came. 70 people. Of the prominent members of the society, suddenly they realized, ya subhanAllah, this is God. God of Salih is powerful. So they believed right then and there. Now they were coming back. On the way back, ya subhanAllah, shaitan is very powerful. Brothers, sisters, many times I do say this, and that is sometimes when you sit down and you watch something bad or you do something bad, you become more prone to shaitan be close to you. And once shaitan is close, he started whispering and whispering and whispering. And if you do not be aware of that, these whispers, you may fall into the net of shaitan. These people, this is what happened to them. As they were coming back, ya subhanAllah, 64 of them, they started retreating. Well, I think we saw magic. Was that true? That couldn't be. They started doubting and each other helping each other, you know, no, it isn't, no, no, no. 64 of them, they denied the miracle. SubhanAllah, Salih was there. The camel was there, you know, it was pregnant as they wanted to. SubhanAllah, it did it. Now, another one there is now six people that are, that they did not lose their belief, but as they were getting close to the city, one of them also, he retreated, he went back. That was the one that later killed Na'at Salih. Subhanallah. So, as they went back, those five, they convinced the people that this is what we have done. The others, of course, although they denied it, but a denial of a doubtful person is not that powerful. It doesn't have any power. So people did believe in Salih. The story went that Salih gave them instructions that, well, one day you let this camel to drink, and the other day for your animals, they can drink, and it will give you whatever you need out of milk and, you know, the benefits. Subhanallah, as I said, time went by, people believed in Salih. These people, the ones that so-called the high religious people, of course, now they have to listen to Salih. They lost their job. This is very, very important and very scary. Ya subhanAllah. Soon, the Mahdi, the apostle, the 12 apostles, ajalallahu ta'ala, tawajjal shareef, would appear. If he appeared, we, every scholar on the face of the earth, every grand scholar, marja, ayatollah, he had to listen to al-hujjah. That means that he is no longer the higher. So is everybody else. I'm not talking about only the Ahlul Bayt scholars, but also other scholars, all the fuqaha. Now the question is, are they willing to submit? You see, Islam is submission. Islam is completely saying, I am nothing. Allah's everything. If Allah willed for me to listen and obey, I listen and obey. If Allah willed for me that I should lose all what I have, I should lose all what I have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, we are living the life of Muharram. What did our Grand Master, salamullahi alayhi, Sayyid al-Shuhada, al-Imam al-Husayn al-Shahid al-Karbala, Allah willed. Islam needed that emotional blood. Imam Hussein, salamullahi alayhi, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Lord, can I be that? I would like to, astaghfirullah rabbi wa tu'ala, maybe you should put it in a mundanish statement. Ya Allah, oh Lord, I would like to apply for the job. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. Imam Hussein, salamullahi alayhi, fulfilled his duty to the T. He gave everything that he had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these people, they could not even lose their position just by knowing that, wow, now Salih is the ultimate scholar. We have to be under his umbrella. They could not tolerate that. It is that jealousy. It is that greed. It is that conceit. Al-takabbur. Al-hasad. Subhanallah. These characteristics are shaitanic characteristics. These are desires. Follow your self-desires. The desire of a position, maqam. The desire of being high. So, they realized that this is what's happening. The power went out of their hands to the hands of Salih salamullahi alayhi, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Medina. Now Rasulullah became the ultimate power. That's why a lot of hypocrites started forming at that city, the city of Medina, in which right now it is an honor that Rasulullah went to Yathrib. That's called Medina al-Muqaddasa, the holy city of Medina, Medina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, once they lost that position, They said, the only way that we can get rid of Saleh's miracle is by killing it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. The story goes from here. He said, of course, one of the examples for those who follow their selfish desire and they do not cleanse their self and they become losers is Qawm Salih, people of Salih, Thamud. So what happened? He said, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. Now Thamud was the community. They lied. Later on they said, no, that is a lie. They became tyrants. And they said, that is a lie. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. Then what happened? إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The worst person in the community of Salih, salamullahi alayhi, and he wanted to kill the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed on the hands of Salih. So Rasulullah Salih, he said, oh Salih, do not touch this camel. Naqa. Naqa is a female camel. Do not bother it. Do not kill it. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. Leave it one day of every other day to eat, drink, whatever it wants. And the other day is for you. But did they listen? فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. How could they get rid of the miracle, the camel, by saying he is a liar, he did not perform a miracle? Yes, subhanAllah, although they saw it with their own eyes, and they started cheating the people, you know, and subhanAllah, look around you, and you will see many presidents, many kings, many sultans, you know, astaghfirullah, subhanAllah, especially in some of the countries over there, you know. They are doing this. What they do is they create a form of a lie and they cheat the nation and the nation will listen. The nation, unfortunately, will listen. Yes, subhanAllah. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Now, when they killed the camel, Allah's wrath is supposed to be coming. And sure enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look at the word bidhanbihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever hurt anyone without his sins. Matter of fact, it is the sins that will turn into a wrath. Let's discuss sin. What is a sin? Now, as I think my research, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole universe in a very beautiful, balanced manner. Everything in this world is a blessing. When someone does a sin, means that he is doing something against this khair, this blessing, it's a universe. So what happens? This energy that a person does, whether it's astaghfirullah, it's a killing, or it's a lie, or as they say, well, it's a white lie sitting in church, but that's a sin though. Or looking at, God forbid, a woman in a lustful, haram way, and so forth. All of these sins will go out as an energy, as a bad vibe. It does not have a place, so it comes back. If it was personal, it comes back to the person. If it was nation, it comes back to the nation. So this them, this sin came back as a wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thought that, well, we're not going to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Please, brothers and sisters, we should take a lesson out of this last statement, last ayah, this beautiful ayah. Whatever you do, fear its consequences. Don't think, well, what happened? I just looked at a woman. God knows later on. Are you assured that no one will look at your wife, your beloved wife, your daughter, whoever she is? Or God, don't you ever think that, well, I lied here. No one is going to lie at me. Allah knows everything. That energy had gone out. You unleashed it. Now you got to wipe it out. Otherwise it comes back into your face. God forbid. Maybe in a broken leg. Maybe in a complete death. Or maybe in a death of a child. Of your beloved child. That child is a blessing Allah gave you. It could be like the child that Khidr, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in the story of Khidr and Moses when he killed that child. Because the child, he dies, he goes to heaven, inshallah ta'ala, but you get hurt as a father. You as a mother get hurt, brothers, sisters, surrounding. So it is a deed. That child didn't do anything. You did something. You deserve something. So, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. A person should always, well, if he does wrong, he should fear that consequences of the sin that may cause God's wrath. So, صالح, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says, according to the stories, that he had about 4,000 people that completely listened to Salih, and he said, Salih, we are with you. We know now that you are a prophet of Allah. We know that you are the messenger of Allah. We know that with you is the salvation. We know that with you we go to heaven. And we know that without you, or without the listening to your teachings, God's wrath will come to us. So Salih took these people and he went to a place called Hadramaut. And he let these people live there, and the rest of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send the wrath and perdition upon them. And all of these liars, they died. And where did they go? I don't know. They went to, of course, liars' place is well known as in the hellfire, but I'm not going to judge that because the Lord is the judge, and maybe judgment day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive whoever he wishes. Lord, no matter what we do, we are ignorant. We are weak. We don't know. Oh Lord, treat us with your mercy. Only with your mercy we can advance. Lord, we are so thankful and appreciative, alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah, that you have sent us an apostle such as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the one that he came and he showed us the way to life forever with quality. Lord, let us be with Rasulullah. Lord, after Rasulullah, you have sent us 12 pure apostles appointed by Rasulullah and Fatimah al-Zahra. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. The teachers of Islam and the Holy Quran. Lord, ya Allah, make us close to these. Ya Allah, give health and strength and wealth to our grand scholars. Let us be close to your words, to the Holy Quran, so we can be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma